Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 921 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Amy.
Hi, Pat. This is Amy Matthews with Reveal My Voice. I'm a classically trained singer, voice teacher, and speaking coach who has been helping singers and speakers reveal their true voices for over 17 years. A few years ago, after becoming weary of the unsteady stream of income and having three children to take care of, I hung up my hat as a voice teacher because I just couldn't find a way to make the one-on-one private voice lesson business model work for me and my family. However, over the past few months of listening to your podcast, as well as a few others about building an online business, I am now taking a wonderful course about creating online courses and have been faithfully getting up at 4 a.m. every day of the week to work on creating my own online vocal course for adult singers. I was just about near completion of writing out my course content when I listened to your podcast with Clay Collins of Lead Pages a couple weeks ago, and he talked about doing the one thing and really just focusing on building the following of 2,000 fans first and foremost. This resonated with me because even though I've been teaching for a number of years here locally where I live, I do not have a huge online following, and I'm just now really learning the nuts and bolts of list building and email sequencing and all the ins and outs of building a business. But I am really confused about what comes first. If I try to build the following but have no content, how are people going to care enough to follow me? If you were me and you really wanted to get this course out, but you realized you also really needed a list to sell it to, what would you focus on first? Would you stop in your tracks in the course creation process and just start focusing on list building, even though I don't really have any content yet? Or would you finish creating the course all the way to slide decks and filming videos and hosting the course on a platform and then try to spend a couple months drumming up a list and teasing the course content before I actually launch? I'm only one person with one budget and three small children, and summer's approaching, which means I only have a few short weeks left before kids are out of school for me to focus on what matters most. I just really want to be headed down the right path now and not spinning wheels unnecessarily. The other option I have recently thought of is just finishing up the written content, using it in blog posts or doing consistent YouTube submissions once or twice a week, and start to build a following that way. And then, and only then, after I start to know my audience, I can go back into my course creation and begin tweaking and editing and really adjusting it to fit the needs of my list based on my correspondence with them. So what do you think? I know this is a long and loaded question, but I really, really just would appreciate if you could attempt to answer it. I know I can't be the only one out there wondering what in the world to do first.
Hey, Amy, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it so much. And it's not a loaded question. It's a legit question. A little bit long, but no, I'm just kidding. Very, very great question, and I think it's going to help a lot of people. So you've gotten started with your course outline. I think that's important to know about, and I would actually continue with that specifically before you move on to the next step since you've started it. I always tell my son, you know, hey, if you start something and there's you could see the end of the finish line, like just finish it so that you can, you know, move ahead. And why I say that for you, Amy, is because that course outline essentially becomes your prototype that you can then use in discussions that you have with the correspondents and the email list that you begin to build to make sure that it is something that they're interested in. And if not, well, it's very easy to tweak versus, okay, taking that outline, building out a course, creating a host and, you know, platform and creating videos and all these things, and then finding an audience to go through it. First of all, it's going to be a lot more difficult. You're going to be tired. And what if they want something different or they have some suggestions on how you can make the course better? Instead of building the course first, I would say build the course with your initial set of students, but use the course outline to get people interested in the course that you have to offer. So you said it perfectly there close to the end, Amy, and that is, you know, take what you have now, finish the outline, but don't build out the course yet. Focus on generating content, potentially lightly touching on those subjects and, you know, really providing a lot of value through the topics that are already going to be in your course, but putting them freely on YouTube and putting them on blogs, using them as, you know, guest posts on other sites or perhaps starting a podcast or going and becoming a guest on other people's podcasts. Start to build that audience and start to build interest from there. And you can utilize some of that information even more to start building an email list and start actually collecting those names so that you can then, like you said, have those conversations with people. And some of those conversations can be, hey, you know, what do you need the most help with? So that maybe this course that you have in your head is actually too much. Maybe most people who tend to follow you are going to follow you because they just have pitch problems. Or, you know, I'm just thinking of the singing lessons that I've taken in the past. And that was one thing I had is I had a pitch problem. You know, Randy Johnson, hey, you're kind of pitchy. That's from American Idol. But anyway, maybe it's just that. And there could be a course specifically for that that you could offer, which hones in on a very specific pain versus creating this much more grand course that covers a bunch of different topics, which might be harder to convince people to go into. So it's going to depend on who it is that tends to follow you. And what's really cool about that and going about that way first, you don't have to get to 2,000. I think, you know, a lot of people were excited about that episode with Clay Collins. That was episode 263 of the SPI podcast. But a lot of people are confused too because they're like, well, what should I do in the meantime while I'm building those 2,000 emails? Now, I think Will It Fly and the validation process, kind of the things that I've just mentioned, is sort of like the ground before you step on that first ladder rung. Like he talks about that first ladder rung is, okay, build those 2,000 contacts and start to build like a $1,000 a month business. And then the second rung is, okay, get into five figures and build your email list even more and just focus on one step on the ladder at a time. But I feel like you need a ground or a foundation to put that ladder on. And that is what this whole validation sequence is. And that, you know, just those initial conversations with just those initial subscribers or those initial contacts, that's what that becomes. And so that's what I would recommend. So to sum it all up, Amy, finish your course outline just so it's in your head and that it's done and it becomes a thing that you could offer as a point of conversation, as something you could send to people who, you know, seem to have interest in what you have to offer. Now, you don't even need blog content to gain interest, by the way. You don't even need to put things out there. You could essentially use the network you have to just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be talking a lot more about these things online. And if you're interested in hearing more about these things as I create them, let me know what your email address is, and I'll make sure to send you this information as it comes up. This is a very, very manual, very real way to build an email list, which doesn't even utilize an email service provider at first. If you want a little bit more information on how to do that, the manual reach out and what to say and email scripts and those sorts of things, you can go to 100emails.com, any of you, and you can sign up for my 72-hour 100 email list building challenge. And so you can go there, 100emails.com. That's the number, 100emails.com. And you can go through that challenge. I'm going to send you one email per day to help you through the process of building up to 100. And you can use even that list, Amy, to start to reach out and say, hey, you know what? I'm thinking of creating this course. Here's the outline. Which parts of it seem to be most interesting to you? Or does this seem like something that would be right up your alley? You know, there's a lot of conversations you can have just around that. So anyway, that's what I would say, Amy. Let me know if you need more clarification on that. reach out to me via email. And I just want to thank you for this question. I really appreciate it. Amy, I also want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Henry Ford. And that is, anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young. Love that. Always keep learning, guys. But I would say keep learning about the things that are relevant to you, that are about the next task that you need help finishing. That's a Pat Flynn quote, inspired by Jeremy Franzen. Anyway, thank you, guys. I appreciate you, and I'll see you the next episode. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.